And now from the field to market. In Southern California, the American subsidiary of Mexico's third largest grocery chain says it's encountering resistance to a proposed store in Anaheim. Rachel Miro of member station KPCC reports.
As you enter a Gigante supermarket, the first thing you see is the wall of chilies, featuring an astounding 400 choices. In addition to what you generally find in a supermarket, there are up to five types of bananas in the produce department, meat marinated every Mexican way imaginable in the butcher's department, and fresh tortillas, bread, and pastries rolling out of the bakery every day. Pete Santori is operations manager for the Gigante store in Covina, about 25 miles east of downtown L.A. Santori says the store's biggest temptation for him is the intensely creamy, caramelly layer cake known as Tres Leches.
This has been developed from one of our bakery managers at Tres Leches, who's been baking in Mexico since he was 7 years old and grew up cooking in his family bakery, and it's just outstanding.
Grupo Gigante has 270 stores south of the border and three in Southern California. More are on the way. Justo Frias is president of Gigante's U.S. subsidiary.
When people come to this country, clothing habits are the first thing to change. One of the last things that changes is your eating habits.
About 2 years ago, Frias began looking at Orange County's city of Anaheim, where Latinos make up nearly half the population. Anaheim's mayor waved him away from the first appealing property, saying a supermarket wouldn't generate enough sales taxes. Frias didn't take it personally. In California, most groceries are tax-exempt. But then the property owner began talking with Albertsons, the second biggest U.S. supermarket chain.
So Albertsons, I guess, was okay. We were not.
Frias refocused on the recently renovated Anaheim Plaza, a showcase shopping center located just south of Disneyland and right in the middle of a predominantly Latino neighborhood. The owner was keen to make a deal. Then the city's redevelopment officials weighed in, recommending against Gigante because they wrote the market chain was too specialized, too Hispanic to appeal to the public at large.
It became very clear that Gigante was not the preferred tenant by the city of Anaheim at that particular site.
Frias signed the lease anyway last March. Then in June, the Anaheim Planning Commission unanimously denied the supermarket a permit to sell alcohol, arguing that an overconcentration of liquor vendors in the area already contributes to a crime rate nearly two times higher than the city average. Anaheim spokesman John Nicoletti.
The city of Anaheim has always worked with various ethnicities to be a suitable place to do business. And I think most people that understand exactly what's going on here understand that Anaheim has a right to protect its citizens. And one of the ways that we can do that is to take a look at this liquor license.
In the meantime, Frias has taken to playing hardball. He hired a public relations specialist, generating stories in both local and national papers. All the attention has come as a bit of a surprise, says Nicoletti, given that Gigante already has the property it wanted. How they reached this stage, he says, is water under the bridge.
Grupo Gigante has signed their lease, and they can move into their site immediately if they so choose. At this point, it would be without their liquor license, but that is being appealed.
But to Frias, the difficulty Gigante has experienced in trying to get a supermarket up and running in Anaheim smacks of discrimination.
The city of Anaheim has not turned down a liquor license for a grocery store yet. So why us? The president of the United States eats tortillas, dang it. We can't put people in these kinds of groups that if you have Mexican music and sell tortillas, you don't belong in Anaheim. I don't accept that. I just cannot accept that.
Gigante is appealing the Planning Commission's decision before the full Anaheim City Council on August 20th. And if that doesn't work, Frias says Gigante will sue the city under the free trade rules of NAFTA. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in Anaheim, California.